Proclamation number 3224 of 17th of August, 1944. Justice. A righteous way of life earns you my love, for the righteous person not only thinks of himself but also grants to his neighbor what appears desirable to himself. Justice always seeks balance in all things, and the justly thinking person will also endeavor to be able to exist before me in all his actions. He will be aware of his responsibility. He will always give account to me in his thinking and base all thinking and acting on my commandments. For the righteous person does not switch off love. He always seeks to level and compare whether feeling for the right measure has been lost. For injustice is a lack of feeling for equality, it is one-sided giving or judging, and thus it is contrary to my order, for I observe justice in all things. Where there is love, there must also be justice, and thus Roman 1, as love itself, must also be justice itself. And anyone who therefore wants to follow me and lives a life of love will never be able to judge unjustly. And therefore he will detest injustice in the world, he will suffer from the fact that people do not have the desire for balance within themselves, that selfish love drives them to think in a way which does not correspond to divine order and divine love teaching. For unjust thinking shuts love out, unrighteousness cannot awaken love, and consequently it is a hindrance to spiritual progress in a way that people themselves are not aware of. For I cannot send my love to the unjust thinking person because then I would take action against me myself, because I would then have to acknowledge something which contradicts my nature. Although I don't let the person fall, my strength of love cannot reach him because injustice is a form of self-love which rejects my emanation of love. The unjust person is not receptive to love from me. He would certainly accept the strength if it were physically perceptible to him, but again he would only be unaware of his neighbor who also needs this strength. He would take but not want to give, and this is unjust thinking. Thinking which eliminates all sense of justice as soon as he claims something for himself and denies it to his fellow human being. And therefore I cannot grant unrighteousness with love, with a gift which requires righteousness as a condition for receiving, for my nature is righteousness and love, and my gift presupposes the same. That the human being lives a righteous way of life if I am to bestow my love upon him. Amen.